We are blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave WWCR. Only about a third of our internet streams are listed on Shoutcast, because the way we stream, we're trying to fix that. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, number 5 overall on Shoutcast. The 5th most listened to internet radio show, number 5, number 1 in talk. And we're like that every day and growing. We could just figure out how to get all our streams to show up on here, but we have them on different systems. We would be number 1 every day on Shoutcast. Now, why do I bring that up? This information's too important. It's not enough to have around 2 million listeners a day. We need to have tens of millions of listeners. And if all of you listening will tell people how to listen, where you listen, if you're listening on an AM station, they don't have one in their area, your friends or family, they can listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Or if they have a shortwave radio, they can listen. Folks, we need more listeners. This information needs to get out. Like when I get on air and go, here's a mainstream news article about how half the corn syrup products in America have high levels of mercury in them. That's been out for a month and no one still knows, because we don't reach enough people. We've got to grow. Please spread the word about the show. Lindsay, I want to come back in the next segment and go directly to calls and only take calls until about 40, 45 after. And I appreciate your time with us. And I do want to spend some time to plug these new video reports you're doing each month. Very powerful info. Great to show people, because this is an audio format. People really like video format to show their friends and family. So we'll get to that before you leave us as well. But in the 4 minutes we've got left in this segment, continue with what is going to unfold and what is going to happen. The NORTHCOM, the martial law, the troops, we don't have a choice. They're planning to create a crisis where we have to have federal help, and then we're totally enslaved. How do we avert this? Or is there any averting it?
What the elite are doing is global. We originally thought this was just going to be something for the United States. What this gentleman told me when he gave me what would happen in the next 12 months' time, he dealt only with the United States of America. Now we're seeing the identical same thing happen globally. Listen, if you will, to what Hans Redeker said just the other day. He said investors are beginning to ask whether Germany is going to have to pay for the rescue, same thing that was just signed, the rescue bill on yesterday, rescue all of Eastern and Central Europe. Can you imagine all of Eastern and Central Europe going into bankruptcy? Germany can't possibly rescue them. So what are we going to see? We are going to see a worldwide total financial collapse. And you say, well, how is this going to affect me? I'll tell you how. Whenever you need to take a wheelbarrow load of dollar bills to the grocery store in order to buy a loaf of bread, you are going to be so devastated in your ability to be able to even put food on your table, you are going to beg the Federal Reserve for another currency. Mark my words. Put it down. Alex has talked about this before also, what they're going to do with the currencies. And they're going to make you want it. In fact, you not only will not, you won't want to reject it, you'll be begging for it just so you can put food on your table. So what will they give you? They'll give you what they have planned all the time. They'll give you the new currency, whether it be a world currency or whether it be the North American Union currency. They'll have one right ready to give you whenever you beg for it because you're hurting so bad. So we'll see exactly what this gentleman told me would happen. America will see
and by the way,
collapse.
This just ends. Zbigniew Brzezinski, MSNBC this morning, said there's going to be food riots worldwide. So, again, they just love what they've done.
Well, yeah, they have it planned so that there's no way out. You see, the average person said to me back a year ago, before any of this happened, I remember I was speaking at a convention in Panama, and someone walked up to me afterwards and said, oh, Chaplain, no way would I ever accept anything but an American dollar and our greenback, as we've got it right now. I said, yes, you will. I said, you will be begging the Federal Reserve for another currency when you take a wheelbarrow load to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread. They have it all planned.
Problem, reaction, solution. They create the crisis. We say, what are they going to do about it? They have the solution. Wall Street Journal says, new currency. It'll still be the dollar, but it'll be pegged to North America. Open borders. It's here. This is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. You don't have a choice. These are hardcore criminals in control. Stay there. Lindsay Williams will come back and take phone calls on the other side.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live and going to your phone calls here. Pull up the call list. Let's talk to Captain Truth in Nevada. You're on the air with myself, Alex Jones, and Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex and Lindsey Williams. I'd like to personally thank or speak for my family and identify to both of you that we really appreciate both what both of your families have done to help this country and our future.
Well, we tried, sir.
Lindsey, I met you here at Las Vegas a few years ago, I've always treasured shaking your hand. Yesterday, a situation came up with the state and the 10th Amendment movement. I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier.
Yeah, there was an individual who talked about, well, aren't the states tied into the money? And I wanted to make and see what you thought of this. It came from an individual that I had the pleasure to meet in the 10th Amendment from Colorado when they started it. He came here and did a seminar, and he was harassed by the federal government people who said that, we'll just cut off the state funds. And he says, well, let me think about that for a second. We send you the gasoline tax money, and our citizens send you the income tax money, and then you send a little bit of it back to us. How about if we just don't send that money to you and just take what we got coming from you, and if there's anything left, we'll send it to you? he was never threatened again. Do you think that that situation might work?
Well, that's what...
In fact, that's the answer to the whole situation of the taxes.
Yeah, that's what Northcom's for, though, to try to force it. But that is political suicide for the globalists. They'll have to stage some terror attacks or stage some riots as their pretext to come in. And that's where all this is headed. That's where this is going. That's what we're focusing on, states' rights. But let me just cover this. Greenspan backs bank nationalization. This is not nationalization. The banker bailout bill just wasn't about the $800 billion that's really $7 trillion and then $8.5 trillion and now $9.7 trillion. That's official government numbers. They won't see where the money went. That's just the gross number they're giving. This is about the foreign banks. Through that banker bailout, they're given power to take over industries, you name it. And so that's really what's happening, is it's not nationalization. They're using the national front for foreign banks to fully bring the nation into receivership, just like the robber barons and the big banks have done in third world countries over and over again. Lindsey Williams, can you speak to that?
The elite have everything to gain by this. They have the majority of the real estate in America. They will control the banking system of America they through the Treasury of the United States of America, so that where they have given out billions of dollars to the banks. They have put every stipulation imaginable on them, to the point that it is outright socialism to the core. We will be as hardcore as Russia was during the last Cold War. So, Alex, you're exactly right. Every bit of this is to the end of total control of both banking, housing, mom-and-pop businesses, and the majority of everything.
And let me just add the proviso or addendum caveat to this. You're going to have tens of millions of out-of-work people who believe Obama's their savior. The media has made him this messianic leader, this anti-corruption guy, when he's owned by the very people. And so they're going to be getting government credits. They're already announcing this on their national ID card. And so the government is going to point at us that are fighting it and say, look, they're the ones that don't want you to get the free federal money. And they're going to rob the middle class, and they're going to have an army of goons and spies, which they're now announcing. The army has now taken what Obama said and done it, a million-person domestic force. I mean, when Lindsey says they mean hardcore Sovietism, he's not playing games. Lindsey?
Yes, you're exactly right. That's exactly what they plan. And the thing is, though, Alex, this individual told me 6 months ago that America was going to see a financial collapse so great it would take years to come out of it. And he basically was telling me, in his way of putting it, everything that they're doing. Alex, the devastating, the horrifying part of this is these people, the elite, whom I knew, lived with for those 3 years, they have planned all of this well in advance and are carrying it out to
every angle.
Every angle.
They have figured out that thing. Well, yeah. I mean, for those that are in denial about this, number one, it's all admitted what they're doing, and they've come right out and said it. They're just posing as the saviors, but admitting their whole agenda for world government. The issue here is that even if somebody won't check our facts and find out we're telling the truth, they should at least know, since when has a power elite not set things up to implode so they can take over? Since when do they not create crises? You cannot be in denial anymore, people. Lindsey?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They create a crisis and they create a solution. And they have all of them planned well in advance. And I saw this years ago when I lived with these people. Can you imagine a Baptist preacher, pastor of a church of 400 people for 12 years, then a missionary in Alaska flying little airplanes around, believing that everybody was honest and everything was fine, being brought up in a fine Christian home, and all of a sudden I'm thrown into the board meetings of the elite of the world? Folks, you're talking about having the very depth of your foundation, of your whole being, shattered. I remember I went back to my dorm room one night. I looked up at the ceiling. I laid there and literally cried out to God. And I said, oh, God, how can there be such dastardly people existing on the face of this earth, Alex?
Absolutely. Caller, thank you. Let's talk to Dan in California. Dan, you're on the air worldwide.
How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to congratulate you on I'd like to buy you a beer, man, and say, you know what? You are brave talking the truth in Texas, because that could get you in some trouble out there, couldn't it?
Let me say this. It'll get us in a lot more trouble if we don't stand up, and I want to explain something. It is not brave overall what we've done. If I see an iceberg coming towards the ship and I go, hey, I got binoculars, there's an iceberg out there, it's not that I'm brave. I don't want to hit the iceberg.
I feel you completely. You know what? Everything that Lindsey is about is true. And you know what? It's an arm of the petroleum cartel and their conspiracy to literally take over and rule planet Earth.
Well, sir, I don't want to disagree with you, but the petroleum cartel is secondary to the defense contracting system that is secondary to the central banks.
I don't want to disagree. You know more than I do. They're just an arm.
Well, I agree with you, but let me say this. 7 months ago, when Rex Tillerson of ExxonMobil, second biggest corporation in the world, Walmart, said global warming's a fraud, a scam, a tax, David Rockefeller went to board meetings and pointed out he was the majority owner and threatened to fire him. And so now Rex Tillerson has come out and said it's all real, taxes will save us. I mean, Lindsay, who runs things?
Oh, the elite run things. I mean, the very top is probably a dozen men there. Then under them is the Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, and under them the media, and everyone knows less than the other one knew. Yeah, that's them right there.
Go ahead, caller.
Let me say this. I want to get this out. Stevia, you probably haven't heard about it. The FDA certainly heard about it because they hunted it down like cocaine. It's cured cancer in India, and it turns water, morphs it, when you blend it, into a natural gas called H2O. This is provable, scientific fact. It brought a cat, 17 years old, had throat cancer, was skeleton thin. She was at the vet, about to be put down, and it's brought her back into perfect health, and she is literally a biblical miracle. You were talking, Lindsay, that nothing short of an act of God would actually save this planet. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
I tell you, sir, I have discovered a biblical miracle, and I can prove every word.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. Well, where is that in the Bible that the people will humble themselves and come before me and repent? And people who don't believe in religion or God or Christianity, for them the issue is we're not going to fix things till we humble ourselves and admit we've been scammed and screwed and are in trouble. But so many yuppies are still arrogant, they're in denial, they're spoiled. Can you speak to that, Lindsay? What's the line in the Bible about humbling yourself?
Yes, it's in the Old Testament. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will heal their land. And it goes on and on to tell what they'll do. Alex, on the last show, last week, you asked me a question, and I couldn't answer it at the time because I didn't have my Bible right in front of me. Folks, the first thing you need to do at this point is set your spiritual house in order. I beg of you, before you do anything else, you get that house on a solid rock, off of sinking sand. Listen, please, I beg of you. When Christ was ascending up into heaven, he said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls." That's the only place you're going to find rest and peace in the midst of all of this. That's in Matthew chapter 11 and verses 28 and 29. And I beg of you, as Christ went up, he said, "While they looked steadfast towards heaven, he went up, and two men stood by them in white apparel that said, 'You men of Galilee, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which you've seen taken up from you into heaven shall come again in like manner as you've seen him go.'" And at that point, folks, he will conquer the elite. He will bring in his own kingdom. Positively put your faith in the fact that God is going. Well, you've read the last chapter, so I beg of you, do this for me. Here it is, Alex, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, the answer to the caller. "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." How much plainer can you get than a promise like that from God that in a perilous time in which we're living, there can be rejoicing and hope because we know who is going to be the winner in the end. We've read the last chapter, Alex.
Well, amen to that. And again, for people that don't believe in spiritual things, ethereal things, the elite do. They are obsessed with it, and they believe they're getting power from their God, and their God demands that they kill us.
Well, one said to me one day, he said, Alex, he was talking to me as chaplain. He said, "Chaplain, we have a divine right to do this, a divine right to do what we're doing." I said, what are you talking about? He said, "Well, the average person in the world doesn't have the slightest idea how to run this universe." And he says, "We're the ones that have the knowledge how to do it." I didn't say it to him, and I'm glad I didn't because I kept him as a friend enough that he'd tell me other things later. But, you know, there is a divine right that they have, except the only difference is they have one God. You and I have another. The Bible says there is a God of this world, the prince of the power of this air. He's known as Satan.
Stay there. You know, God of this world. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You see, Americans were taught to laugh and giggle about serious issues. We were taught there's no elite, there's no banking corruption, there's no powerful groups of corporations that get together to try to take control of government so they can rule and get away with their crimes. That's all tyranny is criminals in power. And if a nation goes on long enough, it always gets tyranny. This is a guarantee. This is 99% of history. And all these fools out there think the government's going to help them. Not going to help you. It's not even the government. Keep taking calls here for Lindsey Williams. Sonny in Indiana, then Caleb, Jason, and others. Sonny, thanks for holding her on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hi, Alex. Great to finally talk to you. Me and my family have been listening to you for a couple years now, and I just want to give my eternal gratitude to you and Lindsey Williams and all of your people that you have on your show, they just, it's amazing. I really thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to call today because my husband had seen something here in small town Indiana that kind of worried me. We're about, I'd say, 200 miles southeast of Chicago, and he had seen a trailer, actually two trailers, behind the local fire station here, and the one had mobile hazmat WMD trailer as provided by the Indiana Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
And the other trailer had the initials EP on it. And we've looked all over for that acronym and haven't found it yet. So I don't even know what that is. But that trailer's gone, but the hazmat trailer is still sitting there. And the reason why I wanted to call is, you know, we sit around here thinking that it's all global. It's not ever going to touch us when, you know, it'll come smack us in the face is the problem.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. When they announced that the Army and Marines are going to patrol America, the Army said how it was going to be rolled out. And they say it's for crowd control, riot control, and to take over states. That's in all the orders. But when they publicly write an Army Times article, they said, yeah, the Army's going to help people at car wrecks now and work with local police. So that when the public hears it, oh, the Army's going to help with the and they show video of the jaws of life and the troops cutting people out of a car. Or the Marines are going to stop drunk drivers with, you know, they're going to have checkpoints. And, oh, the Army's going to fight drugs in Austin, Texas. So they roll it out. So they started secretly with Marines and Army raiding gun dealers and gun shops in the 80s. The earliest we know is about 1986, 10 Road to Tyranny.
Yeah.
Now, again, they federalized every city and town. They built FEMA camps, FEMA bunkers, mass graves, incinerators, and most of the police don't even know. But now it's starting to come out. So, see, this is their – you're seeing their PR vanguard. So the local police don't say, hey, we don't want to be federalized. They go, hey, we're here to help you. There's a bio attack. Here's some money. You do what we say. And then they're now under federal control. Lindsey Williams comments.
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact, you'll see them all over the country.
So, Sonny, I hope that answers your question. We're going to jump. Caleb in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Caleb.
Hi.
Back on January 29th, you had Jordan Maxwell on, and he was talking about the rising sun symbol. And
yes.
I was just wondering what kind of progress you guys have been doing on the presentation he wants to do.
You know, Jordan's a great guy, and he wants me to make a film with him. And if I have the time, I'll do that. I haven't even called him. I need to because, look, I'm working all the time, and I can only start one project and then finish that. A lot of folks out there, they always talk about projects, and they always talk about I'm going to do this and that. When we do something, we do it. And so I got to finish the Obama deception, and then I have to gauge and decide whether the 2012 film I'm going to make is most important or doing something with Jordan. Because also I've told Jordan, write me a plan, tell me the film you want made, because, you know, he would be the director or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, I need to call him to get that done. But, no real progress has been made on that.
Okay, I just thought that was, I mean, I love his work. It's just very interesting. I think it's very important to touch on that, too. But I got a question for Lindsey. Is the gas prices ever going to go sky high again, like $4 or $5 a gallon, or is it going to stay steady where it is?
That's one of the things that I asked this individual who called me, who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, and I gathered from what he said that you can expect gasoline prices at the pump to stay approximately where they are right now or lower for at least a year to a year and a half. I know that's completely different than what the speculators are saying,
yep.
But there again, it was $147 a barrel when they told me it was going to $50 a barrel, and all the speculators lost their shirt because they were betting on the futures. All I can do is tell you what the elite told me.
All right.
So we're talking about at least another year of this. Anything else, caller?
Yeah. Just I love your show, and I watch it every day, and keep up the good work.
You too, my friend. Good to have you on board with us. Please spread the word about the transmission. That is the key. Infowars.com is the website. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, ramming the enemy at point-blank range. Because we don't have a choice. Fully committed. It's a great feeling going into these dark times that we're head up against it, not backing down. That's better than cowering and waiting for the new world wolves to tear our guts out. We may go down, but not without a fight. We're going to go back to Lindsey Williams, take a few final phone calls from him in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made this transmission today possible. They're the best sponsors out there, bar none. A lot of folks claiming that they've got high-quality, storable food out there, but I know this. The people I trust are the J. Michael Stevens Group and their website, eFoodsDirect.com. That's the letter eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They've got a special going for only a few more weeks. It's the three-day first responder, and it is a three-day food supply for one person in a very small package. Because it's dehydrated, high quality. It's a good sample of what they have to offer. Just check out their website, eFoodsDirect.com. The best prices last more than 10 years, 15, 20 in climate controlled, 10 years non-climate controlled like I have it in my garage and attic. I've got so much food. I mean, this is where I've bought a lot of food over the years, and 7 years ago I found these folks, and they're the best. So eFoodsDirect.com or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Go watch the free videos and information up on their site. Definitely spend some time on that. Also, another great sponsor is Akola Blue, and that's what I've been drinking here today. We have an Akola Blue at my house in the garage, and we have an Akola Blue here in the office. And they come in red, green, white, red, blue, silver. They have hot water, cold water. It goes through seven filters once it grabs it out of the air. I've gotten some weird emails going, but it's dehydrated water. There's no such thing. It dehydrates the air. It grabs water out of the air. It's regular water, and it's just super, super good, and I love it, and I drink it. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Call and get a free brochure. It's the best atmospheric water generator out there. We found, bar none, at a great price, 800-691-6043. 43 or ecolablue.com. Okay, Lindsay, before we go back and run through five or six final calls quickly, tell folks you're now, because this is moving so fast, doing monthly DVD updates, and you've got some of your books and things as well available. I hope folks take advantage of it so they can spread the word to others, not just from this show. Certainly prisonplanet.tv members can take the interview we've done and get that out and know they are, but for in-depth where you're not interrupted by ads or callers or myself, tell folks the numbers so they can call and get that.
Alex, things have progressed so fast, they've accelerated so rapidly, that I'm actually preparing weekly now. This is almost unbelievable. I've never had things happen so quickly. This past weekend, folks, I plead with you. I have never done anything like this. This past weekend, it's never gone out to anyone. This is the first time that anyone will ever receive it, is right now you're hearing about it. Prophecy. That's correct. Everything. Okay, you've got to know about the Baltic Dry Index. I plead with you, know the depth of how we could pay off one half of the national debt from our own soil in Dakotas, North and South Dakota, Montana. You've got to hear all of this. 1 hour presentation I did this past weekend entitled Prophecy. You must get my emergency update. This was prepared only 2 weekends ago. It's brand new. 1 hour and 30 minutes of everything. I deal with Europe. I deal with Russia. I deal with what's happening to the Arabs. I talk about every single one of the issues you've heard off today on Alex's show, plus much, much more. It would take 4 hours. My Energy Non-Crisis DVD, you watch it on your television at home. Another one entitled The Next 12 Months, 2009. It is a DVD of 1 hour and 30 minutes long. You've got 5 hours of viewing and listening on DVD and CD. Whether you want to do it in your car or in your home television set, I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table, 800-321-2900. Ask for either one of the two packages we have. The number is 800-321-2900, and you will be the first one to ever receive Prophecy. I have never done this before. Now, this is coming from a minister.
Give the number again.
800-321-2900. Now, the lines may be busy. I'm sure from Alex Jones' show last week they were busy for 2 days straight. Please keep calling. The number is 800-321-2900.
Okay, Lindsay, let's rush through some final calls here. I hope folks will get your material and educate others in their area, because the only thing that will stop this is information and waking folks up. John, I've got so many calls here. Who's up next? John in Canada. We got to move quick, Pastor. John in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Lindsay. It's an honor to talk with you.
Hi, John.
Hey. Basically, my question is regarding the economic situation in regards to Canada. How do you see it playing out here in Canada?
Well, within the past week's time, this thing has become global to the point that they're just talking about what's going to happen in Europe, what's happening in Russia, closed down the stock market currency exchange yesterday, China, Japan, Dubai. You see, Canada will not escape. It'll be the identical same thing we're talking about for the rest of the world, because you're connected with the British Empire.
Yeah, the globalists did this so they could globally bring everybody down at once and set up their world government. And Canada is so oil dependent that by the price being driven down to $33 a barrel right now, even at 50, it's not economically viable to pull out that oil shale. Lindsay?
That's correct. You can't even pay for oil shale anymore. Canada would be paying people to take it. So with this price, Canada is not exempt whatsoever. Get ready.
Another question. I was absolutely floored when you predicted the conflict with Russia. And then, you know, a couple months later, we had NATO forces.
That's right. We forgot he predicted that.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, do you see that conflict escalating, or is there going to be some other conflict that's going to rise?
Positively. Right now, Russia is in a collapsing position. They'll do what they've done with every nation. They'll collapse it. Then, if they want to bring it back, they will. And I was told by this individual a few months ago that Russia will be one of the greatest powers on the face of the earth in the future. So that means that they're going to revive them once they get through breaking them.
All right. That's all I had. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, Russia kicked out the robber barons. Now they've got to be brought to brought to ground here. Good call. Brian in Florida, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead. Okay, Brian in Florida's gone. Dan in Alabama, you're on the air. Dan, go ahead.
I got a question for Lindsey.
Go ahead.
Yes, Dan.
There's 30 some states that want to secede from the union. What's keeping them from going ahead and getting all the oil they want over in North Dakota and Montana and getting our own money?
Because by blowing out the economy, they've made it too expensive to now explore and get that oil that they know is there to then bring it to market. That's the whole point, Lindsey.
Yes, within a few days after the Montana legislator reading this in the congressional record, these scoundrels, they actually put up a bill before Congress not to allow any drilling in that area. We have been betrayed.
It's a global game of risk. Anything else, Dan?
No, that's mostly. I was wondering why them people don't go ahead and get their oil themselves and get right.
Because they won't give you the permits. They won't give you the permits in Alaska. They won't give you the permits in the Dakotas. They won't give you the permits in the Gulf of Mexico.
The thing is, if they're out of the union, they can do what they want to or not, can't they?
Yeah, they should. The state should. Go ahead, Lindsey.
Yeah, I was told by this individual a few months ago that they were not going to allow any major production in the United States of America anymore, that we would be kept obligated to foreign oil. The elite are doing it right through Congress and our president.
Yes,
well,
thanks
like,
for the...
I like to see the states tell them to get lost and go ahead and do it.
I hear you. Thank you, Dan. Warren in Michigan. Warren, you're on the air.
I'd like to thank both of you for everything that you're doing. Lindsey, I saw Energy Non-Crisis, and in that you allude to a date in the coming months where the market would be flooded with oil that could only be denominated in euros. Does that still hold to be true?
Yes, this individual said to me that they were going to open up two major oil fields in the world. Alex spoke of them a few moments ago, the one north of Russia, the other one in Indonesia. And if the price of crude oil begins to go back up again, which it may, you know, even they have an alternative plan. If it tries to go back up, they're going to bring on these two oil fields in order to crash it back down to where it is now.
Okay.
And let me add a key and piece of information to all this from just Texas and Illinois and Oklahoma. They have found tens of thousands of huge oil and gas wells. And this has even been in the news. There's been lawsuits over this. It even happened with Clayton Williams, big Texas oil guy. He's still a small player because he's private. They go in, drill giant wells, find the gas and oil, and then they cap them. And the oil company says, we're not, or they pump out, 1% of pressure. And they wait with it. Just like you notice oil prices have gone down by more than two-thirds from $147-plus a barrel to $33. But still, it hasn't dropped that much comparatively to what it should have. It should be down at this price at $1.30 or so, but here in Texas it's $2 because the refineries were bought up by the big oil companies in the 90s. This has been in the Associated Press to artificially not allow enough gasoline to come to market. So what the oil companies have said here in Texas is that if it ever did go up again, they can drive it right back down again. Let's say the Arabs decided to cut it off years ago. They just turn on all these wells they've got. See how they've got every angle?
They have a solution ready.
Yeah, they have, exactly. They have every angle covered. Only by politically saying you're a pack of robber baron monopoly criminals and taking control of the government and having them arrested could we ever stop this. That's the only solution. They rule finance. They rule energy. They rule military. They rule media. But they're not invincible. Look at how the mainstream media is imploding. So now the New York Times, the Toronto Star, the BBC is all announcing they're going to start shutting the web down. They're saying it because they're desperate because of what we are doing here and others. We have a small window to kick their butts. Lindsay, do you agree with that?
Oh, the masses, that's the only hope. And Alex Jones Show, folks, let me say it again. Don't you miss Alex Jones Show one single day. You listen to him every day because things are happening so fast you have to keep up with it by 24 hours.
And more than that, record these shows. Save the podcast. Start your own shows because they could kill me or shut me up or imprison me. And believe me, they've been threatening it. This is a message, not about a person. And so just get the info out. A few final calls here. Let's talk to Tom in Kentucky. Tom, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tom.
Nice to speak to you, too. I don't know if this has any bearing on anything, but July 24th, after Barack Obama's speech in Berlin, I watched him come out the rear of the building, and him and one reporter and one cameraman only, and he stated, what was the purpose of your speech? And he said, so Christians, Jews, and Muslims can worship as they choose together because I'm a Muslim. He said he repeated that question two times. Do you think that that will have any effect on how he governs our country?
It's already having effect. Look at the bill he signed yesterday. And he made the statement. He said, I was elected president. I will draw up the bill the way I want it.
Well, it's disgusting for him to, the very next day, run a reporter down who asked him to admit that he was a Muslim man. And also, one last point about how to prepare. I was told by a gun store owner that people need to start vacuum sealing ammunition. And
if you
guns.
Can get it.
Yeah.
If you can get it, it's sold out.
If you can even buy it. If you can buy a gun right now,
hey.
You're a fortunate man. If you can buy ammunition, you go look for it. You try to find it.
Gold is selling out. Silver, Ted's almost sold out right now. Thank you for the call. Lindsay Williams, we've got to end it right there. If I have time, I'm going to get to a few of these final callers, but I want to thank you for spending time with us, and so much has developed. As this develops, let's just set you up to come on the show, if you've got the time, at least every 2 weeks for an hour to give us updates as all this unfolds and as you do more research and integrate it with the inside information you have that integrates with all of my inside information. Again, I just want to thank you so much for spending time with us and joining us.
I consider it a privilege to be with you, Alex. And again, folks, if you want this week, 800-321-2900. But don't you miss Alex Jones Show every day in between.
Lindsay, God bless you and take care.
Thank you, Alex.
You better take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. You know, you'd think I'd be excited to have been right about all this, to have millions of people starting to tune in, to have the show exploding. I'm upset every day. I almost cry when I'm with my wife late at night. These are psycho criminals that are in control. You know, there's not even any pleasure in the fact that we've been successful, because what are we successful in? Pointing that a freight train's coming to run us over and all these blind people couldn't see it? I mean, there's no more time to screw around and play games, folks. They're openly announcing world government to rule everything and a world central bank that you'll pay carbon taxes to and money transfer taxes to and bankrupting everything so you're beholden to the government. This is nightmarish. Please get the word out. Please say no. People are really waking up right now, and that's the silver lining in all of this. I want to bring Ted Anderson up because they're nationalizing the banks, which they're not really doing that. They're handing them over to foreign private banks' controls through government power. Gold has gone up $15-plus dollars. I mean, what's it at? Ted, what's the latest on gold? Last time I checked, it was $979. Testing 1,000?
Yeah, right now it's $983.50. It's up $13 right now. Silver's up, too. Silver's up to $14.36 an ounce.
All right, I want to be clear. 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, you were offering gold that you bought at the 830 level in the market when the market was 915. That sold out last week. This week you said, folks, I bought at the 870 level, but it's and the 865 level when gold was at 950. But you said, folks, you better move quick. You have sold out of sovereigns. All you have at that level left is francs. They're great coins. It's the best deal. But those are running low. You're almost out of the silver at that old price, and it's going to go up again, folks. You are insane. And I've been saying this for 2 weeks. I haven't called Ted to get any silver or my gold myself. I'm too busy. Now I'm going to pay more. I'm getting the deal you're getting. Ted, what do you got left tell folks what they can do right now.
Well, it's just like you said. The francs are the only thing that I have left in the smaller denominational gold that I talked about yesterday. The British sovereigns did sell out. I did do a price check on them today. They're at $242 a piece now, and I'm still selling them for 2 days ago price at $221. Now, gold is up right around $100 an ounce. These are up a little bit more than $100 an ounce when you multiply them by four. And then the Mercury Dimes and the Walking Liberty Halves and the Silver, it really hands down is the best buy that I have in the entire inventory, because I bought this stuff when silver was trading there between that $9 and $10. And now that we're close to $15, there's almost been a 50% increase in the spot price.
Let's be clear. If folks would have bought gold from you a few months ago, they would have gotten a 50% profit. Ladies and gentlemen, where else are profits like this being made?
No, the stock market isn't offering us that for sure. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down again. The dollar's strong because people are fleeing to cash, I should say.
Stay there, Ted. Let's do a final 5 minutes on the nationalization of the banks. I'm going to give you the number, okay? And the coins are almost gone at that price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. He has silver at almost $6 under an ounce what it's selling for right now. He has gold at almost $100 under what it's selling for.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The SinuPlus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the SinuPulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
The ObamaDeception.net. Check out the new website. We launched it a few weeks ago, but we've redesigned it. Got more material and information up there, the ObamaDeception.net. Okay, Ted. You bought gold at 865, 870, the deals you did in that range. You're now passing savings of over $100 an ounce on the people when other places are sold out. You are nearing being sold out. You have to buy back into the market. And next time you buy in, what type of increases are we talking about?
Well, like I said, on the franc right now, buying into the marketplace, I'm at 242. British sovereigns, I sold out of my quantities that I had at 275. It's just gone. I will be looking, you know, I'll be offering some more in the future here, but it's going to be closer to the $300 level. The Merc dimes, the Walking Liberty halves, still. I mean, Alex, that's such a steal. We have some $20 gold pieces, some tens. We have some U.S. Eagles, some of the few things that are still around that you can pick up. Small quantities. I really can't say it on air because I just don't have enough to go around. So if you're interested in other products, that's fine, too. But right now, the gold
market... The thing guaranteed at that price is the dimes, the half-dollar silver, and the European, Swiss, and French, gorgeous little francs. Ted, the number is 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. How long can you hold that deal on the francs?
I'm going to hold this till midnight tonight, and we'll see how the supplies look tomorrow and what's going on in gold. But chances are you will not be able to buy this deal tomorrow. I know because my British sovereign supply, I didn't have as many to start with. And then now they're gone. They've been sold out. The francs are going to be the thing. I'm sure they'll go tonight. So if you call tonight, if you still call during today, before midnight Central time, you can lock in on those francs at 221.
And by the way, quite a few times Ted has sold out and gone ahead and bought them for more and sold it to you at the price. So he's good for it, but... You know, Ted will probably end up losing a lot of money on this.
Well, but I'll like I said, I'll stand fast to my word on those francs and the Walking Liberty halves and the Merc dimes. If you're looking for something, especially in that silver, I don't know why anybody would not take advantage of that silver deal. It's just so good.
You got silver at like $9.50 a piece. It's right at 15 right now. You're selling it to them at $9.50 an ounce level. This is insane, folks. I mean, I feel like I should do a Crazy Yeti commercial. It's crazy. I mean, this is crazy. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They're taking over, Ted. They're saying nationalize the banks, but that really means, because all power through the Treasury has been given to the Federal Reserve, that means foreign global banks are now taking control of the United States.
No, we're just, I mean, what's left of the Constitution is just being shredded and burned right now. I mean, it drives me crazy, Alex. I hear that and I read about the same stuff, and I don't think half the people out here in the United States even understand what that means to them. I mean, we're going to be answering to a foreign power now. What do you think? I mean, do you think we'll have any?
We already do on NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and the IMF, the World Bank. Now it's just public, and it's happening. So at least people should protect themselves. You know, folks, you could have bought silver 3 or 4 months ago, 2 months ago, and gotten almost a 50% increase. I mean, what was silver a few months ago? Wasn't it like $6 an ounce?
It did drop down to about $9. We didn't see $6 this last time around, but it certainly was a lot lower than it is today, and I don't see it coming back down again, Alex.
Absolutely. So 800-686-2237, the francs and the silver, half dollars and dimes, 800-686-2237, and they'll be there till midnight Central Standard Time. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
What a wild ride today. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. Please spread the word about the transmission. Don't forget the Obama Deception is now available. And I covered some of Obama's big lies in the first hour of the show, and that'll be retransmitting at InfoWars.com right now after the 70-second break. So we'll be right back for everybody at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Keep fighting the New World Order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.